In February of 1722, an audience at London's Stationers' Hall first heard a now-famous Baroque suite commissioned for a king's ceremonial boat ride on the River Thames. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston listens to Handel's Water Music.
Music is a living thing. Along with a conductor's interpretation, the performance of a composition reflects the sensibilities of the times. A work can also grow in influence far beyond what it enjoyed during a composer's lifetime. The water music, so associated with George Friedrich Handel, probably was not an 18th century blockbuster.
It would have been regarded at the time as a relatively minor, obscure work by Handel. Nothing like it is today, where it's one of Handel's big hits.
Temple University music history professor Stephen Zone, an expert on Baroque music, says King George I liked the hour-long work so well, he had the musicians play it three times. But 5 years later, when it was performed inside, no program survived, and whether the audience heard all or just parts of the water music remains murky.
There was no full score for a long time. Probably Handel just kind of kept it close to his vest, not wanting to let it out, because perhaps he had other ideas of how it could be used.
Later during Handel's lifetime, the 22 movements in the original single sequence were grouped together by key and instrumentation. And today, parts of the water music have played a role in television, movies, and advertisements. But Zone says an undated score discovered in London in 2004 reinforces that Handel first conceived the work as a single composition to accompany one long, languorous cruise down the river.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.